Wednesday, March 26th. I don't know if I'll ever recover from Mackenzie's outrageous little stunt. For her to portray Brandon as some heartless dude in a crazy drama-filled love triangle with me and Mackenzie was just awful. My plan was to avoid the TV crew the entire day, then ditch them and secretly meet up with Brandon after school. However, I still needed to warn him. Although, with all of the gossip going around, there was a good chance he'd already heard that the TV crew was planning to hunt him down like an animal. Poor guy. Before going to class, I decided to stop by my locker and grab all my books. I knew the first place they were going to look for me was at my locker, so it was the last place I wanted to be. I hid out in the janitor's closet until the halls were completely empty. Then I practically tiptoed to my locker. My plan was going really well until... Oh, crud! Suddenly I was surrounded. I'd been captured like a frightened little mouse in the deadly grip of a steel trap. However, unlike the mouse, I unfortunately didn't have the option of chewing off my own leg to escape. Sorry, but I was desperate. Hi, Nikki, you're on camera, my director said. Today, we're using cue cards to help you tell your story. Just read them and make us feel your pain, okay? We're using cue cards? I glanced at the one an assistant was holding up and read it out loud. It's finally over between Brandon and me? What? Okay, this was getting out of control. Actually, that's not true. Can we turn off the camera for a minute? There's no way I can say that. Well, you just did, and with a little editing, it'll be perfect. Keep up the good work, my director said happily. OMG, I was so ticked off. It was quite obvious that calm reasoning was not going to get me very far with these people. I decided it would be smarter to just pretend to cooperate. It had worked like a charm on Saturday. My biggest regret was that I hadn't brought my red paint to school with me today. Then I could have terrorized the TV crew with the chicken pox apocalypse part 2. So, when are you going to dump that guy Brandon? The director asked. I was thinking we could do a wide-angle shot and add some emo music to help set the mood. This breakup is going to be amazing. No offense. Actually, I have class right now, but we can meet right here at my locker afterward. I lied. Sounds good. We'll be waiting, the director said and gave me a thumbs up. My mind was racing as I trudged off to class. It was almost impossible to concentrate on the lesson, and each minute seemed like an hour. But as soon as the bell rang, I rushed into the hall in search of Brandon. I had to warn him. I just hoped it wasn't too late. I collapsed against a wall, out of breath, and checked for signs of the TV crew. They were probably still waiting for me at my locker. I peeked around the corner and spotted Brandon just as he was leaving his locker. I couldn't help but notice that he looked kind of down. I felt another pang of guilt for being such a cruddy, inconsiderate friend. Brandon! I yelled and waved to get his attention. Do you have a minute? He turned around, gave me a half smile, and shrugged. Hi, Nikki. I have a math test next period, but I can spare a minute. What's up? Actually, I owe you an apology for, everything. I know your project is super important, and I want to help you try to win that scholarship money. Nikki, your schedule is wicked crazy, so I understand if you don't have the time to... No, Brandon, there's no excuse for what I did. I'm truly sorry, and I really mean it. My dance practices have been canceled this week, so I have some extra time. I thought we could meet in the library to work on your project after school today and then hang out at Fuzzy Friends. He gave me a big smile and brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes. That's cool. I really appreciate you wanting to help me out with my project. I'm lucky to have a friend like you. Try unlucky. I looked over his shoulder and saw the camera crew marching down the hall. I didn't want them to see Brandon, and I definitely didn't want Brandon to see those crazy cue cards. I had to finish talking and get out of there. Fast. Thanks, Brandon, but please try to avoid the camera crew because Mackenzie told them a bunch of lies and now they're looking for you. Good luck on your math test. I'll talk to you later. Bye! Brandon looked totally confused. What'd you just say? Wait, what about my project? And are we still meeting at Fuzzy Friends after... I left Brandon standing there. I blew past the camera crew, and they followed me just as I had planned. I cut through the cafeteria and ducked into the girls' bathroom near the gym. I dived into a stall and locked the door as my heart raced. But there was no getting away from that darn camera and the wacky cue cards. Nikki, I need to flush Brandon out of my life. Everywhere I hid, the camera eventually found me, including the janitor's closet. Nikki, I really hate Brandon. Finally, I gave up and just let the camera follow me around school, which also meant I now had to stay clear of Brandon. My situation was kind of depressing because, thanks to Mackenzie, I finally had some extra free time in my schedule. But thanks to her little on-camera confessional, I couldn't eat lunch with Brandon, talk to Brandon between classes, work on Brandon's project in the library, or even hang out with Brandon after school. Mackenzie had managed to manipulate me again and drive a wedge between Brandon and me. Of course, I didn't help our situation any when I just disappeared into thin air and left him standing there in the hallway, flustered and confused. After that little stunt, Brandon had every reason to avoid me like the plague. Hey, I was so disgusted, I wanted to avoid me too. OMG, I was so upset, I wanted to cry. But I couldn't do that either, with that stupid camera all up in my face. I could hardly wait for the school day to finally be over. As soon as I got home, I ran up to my room, threw myself across my bed, and had a good cry. Then I just stared at the wall and sulked, which for some reason always makes me feel a lot better. Soon I fell asleep and had the most horrible nightmare. The scariest thing about it was that it felt so real. When I finally woke up, it was almost midnight, and since I was feeling better, I started writing in my diary. But then I had the weirdest feeling that something else was in the room with me. Something very evil. And when I looked up, I actually saw it. OMG, I was so terrified that I wanted to scream, but I couldn't. Finally, I woke up for real and realized it was still all just a very bad dream. Thank goodness. I was a little paranoid, though, so I checked under my bed and inside my closet for hidden cameras, crazy TV crews, and nasty cue cards. I'm thinking I'll probably just sleep with the lights on tonight. Nikki Maxwell, The Making of a Pop Princess, Episode Number 7. Can I have a little privacy, please?